This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Norman Osborne.
This is he.
Mr. Osborne, this is Will from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking you for any donations. I just need to ask you a few questions about Phoenix. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Pretty much on the wrong track.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you some questions about Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear?
What was the location again?
Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave. Okay.
Okay.
And just to make sure we are speaking to people of all ages, can I ask the year you were born?
1957.
Thank you very much. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much. Overall, how would you describe the quality life in Lavine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair, I guess.
Fair. Okay, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life in Lavine. You may use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavine. Better public transportation options.
I don't know.
Okay.
What was the scale again?
1 to 5. Any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will do to improve the quality of life in the
community. Okay. All right. Public transportation?
Yes.
I'd say probably about a 3.
3, okay. More good paying jobs.
I've lived here for decades, and I'm just not satisfied with the way things are going at all.
Okay.
There's a number of different things.
Okay. Well, you're going to hear some of them, and your opinion is going to count a lot. And this one, you don't know. More good-paying jobs?
Probably 3, I guess. I don't know.
3. Okay. What about better street and road maintenance?
4.
4. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Probably about a 3.
3, okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
Probably about a 4.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I'd say about a 5.
Thank you. What about more parks and recreational areas?
I guess a 5.
Okay. Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
I would say about three.
You would say too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Oh, right amount, I guess.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
Oh, about three.
That will be too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount, yes.
Thank you very much. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more businesses like that in Laveen. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Okay. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
I don't know.
Okay.
You want a number associated with that?
No, it's either yes or no. Either you approve or disapprove.
I'd say approve.
Okay, that will be strong or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about restaurant bars and entertainment venues? You know, dining restaurants, bars.
Right, right. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just, I've lived here for so long, you know, but when I moved here, it was mostly fields and I was happy with that. And I think it's just gotten too much.
Yeah,
so,
you're more about the countryside.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so you're not with that. You don't want to see more development.
No.
Okay. But what about doctor offices and hospitals?
It would just help if there were more doctor's offices, that's for sure.
Okay, that will be somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Strongly yes.
Okay, what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
I would say yes.
Okay, is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you. In your own words, what type of stores or businesses you would like to see most in Laveen? In your own words. If you have
in
any
my
names,
own words?
Yeah, if you have any specific names, that will help too.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know offhand, to tell you the truth.
Anything according to your needs?
Maybe a few more hardware stores.
Hardware, okay.
Yeah.
Any specific names?
Oh. No, I don't have any offhand. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Next, switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a big problem? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or is it a very big problem?
I think it's a fairly big problem.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or is it a very big problem?
I think it's a fairly big problem.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that in Laveen. Housing options for seniors.
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Okay, what about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No, I think there's too many of those already.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes?
Attached homes as like duplexes or something like that? Or?
Exactly. Like triplexes, duplexes.
I think it would be better than, let's say, apartments. But
okay, so that will be a somewhat yes?
Yeah, somewhat yes.
Okay, what about single-family detached homes?
Well, I think they're pretty much built out now with all the construction, so...
But these are like that lower scale of homes, like smaller homes, smaller houses for single families.
Yeah, okay.
So that will be yes somewhat or yes strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a friend or family?
Own.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or approve each one. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you approve or oppose?
I would say oppose.
Be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, what about to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
No.
You strongly oppose?
Yes.
Okay, what about changing laws to allow the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
I think I'd oppose that.
Okay. Will you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. What about to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Don't know if we have much of those around here.
There is a few. There are a few.
Well, I guess I would support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow a mixed single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
I guess I'd support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
I guess I'd oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. We almost done here. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Okay. Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100.
50, 75.
Okay, thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask you your first name?
Norman.
Thank you very much, Norman. That will be the end of our survey. I appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. Wish you the best. And Levine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.